It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Friday, January 19th at 10:03 in the morning. We have a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of big issues in Biloxi, but we're going to stop and defer all of that because we've got a world premiere coming up at the Biloxi Visitor Center, and here to talk about it is Bill Raymond, the city's historical manager and manager of the Biloxi Visitor Center and a film producer.
Yes. Well, you know, since we opened the Visitor Center, we have a theater in there, and we show a Welcome to Biloxi movie, which was just a nice image film that we show every 15 minutes. I really wanted to upgrade that to telling more of the history of Biloxi, because that's one thing a lot of the visitors want to know. And, you know, they'll get some of it in the exhibit, but I wanted to pull it all together. Mm-hmm. So we applied for and received a bicentennial grant from the Mississippi Humanities Council that paid for a new film to be shown at the Visitor Center and to be shown every 15 minutes. So we came up, worked with Peter Petro at Cavu Productions.
Cavu, you know what that stands for.
No, I don't.
Peter is, I don't know if he's a pilot or not, but Peter's been a longtime filmmaker here in Biloxi. And ceiling and visibility unlimited. It's a pilot term. Ceiling and visibility unlimited. Anyway, I apologize. Go ahead. Peter?
Okay,
Peter Petro.
Yeah, so Peter Petro worked with me as a videographer, and we hired Dan Stevens, who is a associate dean of arts and letters at USM Gulf Coast. She wrote the script for us, did the research. We worked with the Biloxi Public Library, their local history and genealogy department, August Ticone. A lot of people came together bringing us images that we could use in the video. And I'm really proud of what we've come up with, which is a little over an 11-minute film that will show every 15 minutes of at the Visitor Center. But before we actually start showing on that regular basis, we decided, you know, this is an important thing for us to do. So we really do need to have a premiere. And so that's what we're going to do on Tuesday, the 23rd of January. We're going to do a premiere starting at 5 o'clock. We're going to do 5:30, 6, and 6:30. And we're doing four productions because we only have seating for about 64 in that room, and we knew we'd have more people wanting to do that. Mm-hmm. So we're taking reservations now at the Visitor Center. Reservations are encouraged, not required, but they're encouraged. So they can just call the Visitor Center at 374-3105. They're open 7 days a week. Put their name down for what showing they'd like to see. And everyone that attends, that fills out one of the evaluation forms that we have for the Mississippi Humanities Council, or at least the first 150 people to participate, will receive a free gift, which is actually, they will get their own copy of the movie to take home with them. It's really nice.
Oh, you left out one thing, the cost. The cost for people to see this or be a part of this premiere.
It's absolutely free. So, you know, we'll have refreshments for you, and we're so excited about this project that we hope we get a really good turnout. And, you know, we went out yesterday in the B-mail, and we're already getting calls and emails this morning of people booking it. So we think we're going to have a nice time.
Now, visitors who come down here and locals, they can see what we have to offer with the casino resorts, and they can see the beachfront, and they can see all of the attractions. But what you did was you show where it all started.
Yeah, we give the background. We're actually, the first scene is, you know, we go back as far as DeSoto discovering the Mississippi Valley. And so we're go from that and really bring it all the way forward to today.
There were references to the Ice Age in this thing.
There were. I did do a few edits, but.
But Deanne Neuer, in all seriousness, she brings a wealth of historic knowledge and context to this.
Oh, yeah, you know, she's a PhD in history. We really could not have asked for a better person to do this project. And, you know, and really is very versed in the seafood industry, too. So that's one of her things. And I think that the plan is for her to actually write a book mm-hmm. about the birth of the seafood industry here in Biloxi. So.
Now, in addition to this, you did a companion piece that kind of goes with this. And this is something where you were smart enough to not only do it something you can hold in your hands, but you did an online aspect of it, too, an online treatment with different signposts along the city and the smart codes, the driving tour, the historic Biloxi driving tour.
Yeah, you know, a few years ago we did the downtown walking tour, and it has been so successful that we decided to expand that project. And, you know, we knew it was going to be an expensive project, so we went to the Mississippi Gulf Coast National Heritage Area, applied for a grant, and received a grant to create a driving tour of Biloxi. And it starts at the Visitor Center, and there's actually two tours. You can go east or west from the Visitor Center, and we're really visiting historic sites, but also cultural and environmental sites. So really you can get a good breadth of the community that way, and not only some modern stuff and some, you know, and talk about some prehistoric things too. There's 43 or 44 stops along the way. If you were to do the whole thing, you'd probably spend half a day doing it. But, you know, we tell everybody, if you, whatever track you take, plan on spending about 2 hours doing it. And you can follow it in a brochure, which we have this beautiful brochure to follow, or we also have a website which you go to, and there's a QR code that'll bring you right there, and it's discover.biloxi.ms.us. You can find our walking tour, you can find the driving tour, and soon this year we're actually going to have a cemetery tour that we will add to, that you will be able to get to it from that same website. So we've been working on that project, and that's also been funded through help from the National Heritage Area.
So really, when you're out there, if you got your smartphone and you just happen upon one of these things, you put your smartphone, you put it on the QR code, and then what happens?
It will actually take you directly. And now, we're doing that on the walking tour, not on the driving tour, because, you know, it'd be hard to get out every time. But on the walking tour, you walk up to one of the sites, you see a blue sign with a number, and then right below it is a QR code, or right above it, depending on how it's mounted. Just scan that QR code, it'll take you right to that website and actually take you to the page for that particular site, where there'll be the verbiage, you know, that was in the brochure, but there's also a video there. Yeah, so each site has its own video.
So the beauty of it is you don't have to do a lot of reading, and actually, if you don't want to watch the video, you can hear the audio.
Oh, yeah, you can hear the audio. You can do it any way you want. And the great thing about this is you've got friends that aren't from, or from Biloxi, they're not here anymore. They want to learn more about it, or they want to remember Biloxi. They can just go on our website, and they could do the whole tour just from their own home.
Wow. What do you think, William Sackett?
That is dynamic. In fact, wow. I mean, this is better than New York City and Hollywood put together, to have that personal touch that you can learn about your community, everybody, your background. And I like what Bill just said, people who aren't here anymore, or those that came here. You can refresh your memory, you can go down memory lane, and the beauty and the history and the depth of what we are as the city of Biloxi.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I love the website. And when Rennie Sherman did the videos for us, I was blown away when I saw the first one. And there's actually 45 different videos on that website. Because each site, there's an introductory video that's about 3.5 minutes long, and then each site has its own little, about a minute, a little less than a minute, video that goes with each site. And he did a great job. I mean, it really flows very well. Mm-hmm. I don't think we could ask for anything better.
Well, he's a master, and the price is always right with him, too. Now, we want to give a lot of thanks, though, to the Mississippi Bicentennial folks for the new movie, right?
Oh, yeah. The Mississippi Humanities Council actually got money from the legislature to give out these bicentennial grants to help celebrate the state's bicentennial celebration. And this was one of the programs that we did as part of that, and that was funded as through that money that they got from the legislature. And we really could not have – this project wouldn't have happened without that funding.
Okay. I know you gave us some pictures, some images that were, in a lot of cases, the actual images used in the 11-minute short film, or they were inspiration for what you see in the film. But do you know offhand, I'm curious, how many images ended up being in it?
Oh, I don't have a clue. Peter and I were back and forth there's got to be hundreds, actually, in the video itself. Just it's 11 minutes, and no image is on the screen too long. So there are lots and lots of images in there. And then a lot of the images we used are some of the same images we used in other exhibits in the Visitor Center. So it tied it all together.
And this is something that has been months in the works, and you were able to get it all wrapped up by the end of the year.
Yeah, that was the project. We've been working on this since March and finally got it completed. And, you know, we were going through many iterations of the script and trying to get it to, because, you know, this started out, it would have probably been an hour and a half movie if we had with the original, and we had to keep bringing it down because we knew we could get visitors to sit in the theater for maybe up to about 12 minutes. So we came in right at 11 minutes, so I'm real happy with the way it worked out. And some things got left out that I didn't want to leave out, but you had to. But I think what we ended up with really does tell the history and gives a nice cross-section. And part of what it does is make you want to go out and learn more about our city. And that's the last thing it actually says, and I hope you enjoy. Welcome to Biloxi. Please go out and learn and enjoy our city. And, you know, makes them want to go out and see more things. Go visit the Maritime Seafood Industry Museum to learn more about that. Or go to Oro Key to learn more about the history of art in on the coast and that kind of thing. So it really makes them want to go and learn more and spend more time in our community. And that's what both these projects have done, is about telling our story and giving visitors another family-friendly thing to do.
Whet their appetite. One museum you didn't mention, and I'm curious, this is a curveball question, what's happening with the Mardi Gras Museum? And we have not talked to you on the show since 12th night.
Well, we are still working on the exhibits. You know, everything seems to take longer than you originally planned. There's actually a contractor over there right now working, and I've got to meet with him right after lunch. So I'm hoping we can have it open within the next few weeks. But we're that close.
Parts of it are open now or no?
Actually, no, because of the construction and fears of somebody getting hurt, we decided to go ahead and close it down for a few minutes. But we did bring a lot of the Mardi Gras stuff from the gift shop at the visitor Mardi Gras Museum and brought it over to the Visitor Center because we know that people are looking for that kind of thing now. So there are lots of Mardi Gras paraphernalia at the Visitor Center, and we actually have costumes on display there like we do every year, and the visitors really enjoy those.
Back up. Come on. 12th night. Were you happy with the way everything went?
Oh, 12th night was phenomenal. We had probably double the crowd that we normally have, you know, and thank you to the crew of Neptune, the crew of Cavaliers for joining the Gulf Coast Carnival Association and the Mardi Gras Museum for putting this event on. I just see it growing more and more, and because I had a few more crews that actually approached me the night of the event wanting to get involved next year. So it was great. You could not have put another person in the Visitor Center for the pre-unlighting of the lighthouse. Yeah. So, and then the lawn was packed at the Mardi Gras Museum. So I think everybody was thrilled with the way that event came across.
Good job. Okay, let's wrap it up. Give people a reminder on how they can go to the premiere.
Just call the Visitor Center at 374-3105 or email them at visitor@biloxi.ms.us. It's going to be on Tuesday, the 23rd of January. We'll have show times at 5, 5:30, 6, and 6:30. Just tell them how many seats you want and what time performance you want to be there. I think we'll make it. And if we're so overwhelmed with people wanting to do it, I'll make another showing at 7 if we have to. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. And if anybody has any recommendations or something they want to say to Bill Raymond, they can email him at braymond@biloxi.ms.us or include it when you send it to visitor@biloxi.ms.us. He sees those as well, and they're doing just a super job down there at the Visitor Center where it whets people's appetite to go out and see more. Cecilia, if people want to find out anything else about what's going on in the city of Biloxi, where do they go to find it?
As usual, you go to the City of Biloxi's website at biloxi.ms.us or go on Facebook, City of Biloxi. Also, one thing I want to say is you can also go to our info line or call our info line at 228-435-6300. And that gives residents and even city employees information to keep them updated. Like lately, we've had a lot going on about the weather, so we put out information such as shelters and just reminders of people driving slow because of the weather. This weekend, of course, is going to start warming up a little bit throughout the weekend and throughout the beginning of next week. Lows are going to be in the 40s and 50s, but just to remember to everybody there are still some ice on the bridges and the roadways, so still be careful when driving. Give yourself plenty of time and make sure always to remember the four P's: pets, plants, people, and pipes.
That's it.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.